Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, June 28th. I'm Ray Graff. Summer is here, and it's been so hot. It's the perfect time for a little cold stuff. And in this case, I'm talking about ice cream. Today on Food Friday, we focus on ice cream. With us is Megan Kitsock from Supreme Soft Serve. Megan has dedicated her life to bringing joy through the magic of luxurious soft ice cream. And what's ice cream without a little hot fudge, yeah? Also joining us is Katie Camaro from Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce. Katie still handcrafts every jar in her own commercial kitchen in Wilton, New York. Give us a call if you want to talk ice cream, hard or soft. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551 or email voxpop@wamc.org. Back after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's ice cream day here on Food Friday, and joining us is Megan Kitsock of Supreme Soft Serve. You'll find their food truck permanently parked for the 2024 season at Upper Depot Brewing Company on State Street in Hudson. Using locally and ethically sourced ingredients, Megan creates luxury soft serve ice cream flavors and toppings. And then, of course, you need some hot fudge if you're doing an ice cream show. Also joining us is Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce in Wilton, New York. For 23 years, their homemade toppings have been appreciated. It says have appreciated like it was some sort of investment. I think it's have been appreciated by chocolate lovers across the country. So let's talk ice cream today. The number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Megan Kitsock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a while, huh?
It has.
Yeah, it's been so long I forgot you've ever been on the show. But welcome here all the same. Katie Camaro, you were a late addition to this program.
Thanks very much, Ray. Yeah. Glad to be here.
So you were in the paper recently, huh?
Yes, on I think it was Monday, yeah.
A big article about what you do at Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce. So let's start there. You've been around for about 20-some-odd years now,
23
right?
23 lovely, sweet, delicious years, yes.
That's exciting. And tell us how it all began.
Well, it began with my other business that I started back in 1995, a marketing business. So my mom's a great cook. A terrible baker. I hope she's not listening.
Oh boy.
My mother-in-law is a wonderful baker. So I started a marketing business, and at Christmas time, I wanted to give gifts homemade. Gifts made from the heart, homemade come from the heart. So I was like, what am I going to make? And I called my mother-in-law, and she goes, why don't we make hot fudge? And I'm like, wow, why don't we make hot fudge? She used to make it in these little quilted jelly jars, and there would always be one on their counter along with some brownies and some cookies and whatever, lots of sweet treats. Where at my house, when we had brownies or cookies, they would disappear because my mother didn't make them very often because she was always watching her waistline.
Ah.
So anyways, I made the hot fudge for gifts. I put together gift baskets, and a couple weeks go by. People were calling me and saying, oh, Katie, that's a fabulous, fabulous hot fudge. Where do I get some more? I go, oh, that's just a family recipe. Oh, you should really make it. Family recipe. Okay.
All right.
So I learned to make it with a phone cradled. Some people listening might not even know when you remember when you cradled the phone on the on the phone in your neck, and we made it in a little double boiler on the stove, and it took me trial after trial after trial, and I got it done. So I made some. And then I progressed with my marketing business, and I got to a point where I was like, that point in your job, that real soft spot where everything's going well? And I'm like,
no.
What? I'm sure you do.
Sure.
Anyways, I just said to myself, I want to do something else. I said, maybe I'll try making that hot fudge and marketing it. And so I did, and I went to my first show, and lo and behold.
What kind of show?
I went to a food show, a food and wine show at the Desmond Americana.
There you go.
Sold out. And people were like, well, we want to order some more. We need to get some more. And I'm like, well, that's great. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. So I had to hustle around because it's not hot fudge is not something you can make in your own house. You have to have a commercial kitchen.
What do you mean?
Oh, like if you're baking maybe pies or cookies or, treats that you might find at a farmer's market, you could have your home kitchen inspected. But with a
I see. Commercially.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you could theoretically, if you were a do it yourself or you could make it at home for yourself.
Right. Not to be boring and food scientific, but it's all about water activity and level and bacteria and all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, thank goodness for our egg and markets and our inspectors who take good care of all of us in New York. And so you have to make it in a commercial kitchen. And I needed a steam kettle. And so that's not, you know, a fixture in most kitchens. So I went to Cornell. I worked with them. I went to Vermont, to the Vermont Food Venture Center, and started making it up there.
Yeah.
So I'd haul my old Suburban full of ingredients 151 miles to Vermont. I would cook all day, jar the hot fudge, bring it back. And then within a couple of days, it would be gone. So
wow.
I'm like, oh, wow. So I did that for like 4 years. Meanwhile, I was doing my other job, and I'm sure Megan probably can appreciate you got to do something, a side hustle to start, right? one day, I just got to the point where I couldn't make enough of it there. I said, let's start looking for a kitchen. Well, I grew up in Saratoga, and I'm like, I know a lot of people. It's going to be fine. We can find a little space, get a little kettle. This is going to be simple.
Right.
It wasn't that easy.
Oh, boy.
So we kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it and kept picking at it and picking at it and picking at it. We found a space, and it came to the point where I had a job and I had chocolate. What was I going to choose? And I chose chocolate.
Yeah,
I would choose chocolate every time.
Obviously. Well, I mean, it's going very well. You've been around for over 20 years now. So this
23
is,
years,
this
yeah.
Is, and you ship them all over the place.
All over the countryside.
That's exciting.
And if you could see the space I work in, our first space wasn't much bigger than the studio. This cubicle we're in, but we have a nice space
now.
I know it's small.
Isn't it
small.
Sumptuous? Come on.
This is lovely, but I mean, it's small. It's on the small side,
right,
but yeah.
Fair enough. The number here is 800-348-2551. That is Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce. Megan Kitsock is of Supreme Soft Serve. And Megan, you've been on the show on ice cream shows in the past, because there's one thing WAMC does is ice cream shows, at least one a year. How did you, first of all, why did you choose soft serve, and how did you start this business? You have kind of a cool niche.
Yeah, so I chose soft serve because I love soft serve. I've spent a lot of years in hard ice cream, and I love that as well. But for me, soft serve has like the nostalgia thing that hard ice cream doesn't really. Like, you can go and get a cone of ice cream, soft serve, and you like have all of these memories as a kid in the summer, like getting ice cream with a parent, soft serve ice cream with a parent. And like, for me, it's just better.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to find out a bunch of things about how you make soft serve, because to me, it's very mysterious. My son worked briefly several years ago for a summer job at an ice cream place. And, you know, you put the mix in. It didn't seem like this is artistry, but you've taken it to a different level.
Yes.
And I want to talk about how you do it. And I also want to talk about how we make hot fudge. You'd mentioned water activity, whatever, Katie, but we'll talk about that. The number here, if you guys have any questions about hard or soft ice cream or this delicious hot fudge, which is staring me in the face, 800-348-2551. Okay, back to you, Megan, for a moment. The making of soft serve.
So soft serve is made very similarly to hard serve ice cream. It's made in a machine that you dump a liquid dairy blend into. Mine is heavy cream, milk, skim milk, a little bit of sugar, and then vanilla or chocolate, depending on what base we're starting with.
Yeah.
And then you pour it into the top of the machine, and then there's a small hole that it drips down through into a barrel that has a blade that spins around to freeze it and scrape it off of the side of the barrel. So hard serve ice cream is made exactly the same way, except once you extract it from the machine, whereas like soft serve, you extract it into a cone and you eat it. Hard serve, you extract it into a pint or a quart or a half gallon, whatever. And then you freeze it until it's hard.
Right.
But
chemically, it's basically the same?
So there's no chemicals.
Well, I mean, everything's a chemical, right?
But the base mix is very similar. With soft serve, the fat content can't be as high because it's in the machine and it's constantly spinning. And if it's a higher than 10% fat content, essentially turns to butter and puts like fat chunks in the soft serve.
That sounds tasty too.
It's not. It doesn't taste bad. It's just not texturally as appealing as a lower fat ice cream. So my mix is a 10% fat. So it's the highest level of fat content that you can have in
so
a soft serve.
Rich.
It's very creamy. It's very rich. It's delicious. Hard ice cream, you want to be above 10%. So premium is, I think, 10 to 13%. And then ultra premium is 13 to 18.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
we have to take a break here in a minute and a half. And again, the number is 800-348-2551. Supreme Soft Serve has a really, I mean, the website's great, and it's a classy vibe.
Thanks.
How'd you go to the high end of the soft serve industry?
Well, I do all custom flavors and toppings for weddings and events, and that's, like, really what I love to do.
Why do you love to do that?
It's just I've always been passionate about ice cream. I started when I was 14 in a scoop shop, and I worked my way up to plant manager, and then my most of my job as plant manager was like running operations, but also developing and designing new flavors.
Now I remember you.
And inclusions and toppings. So that's what I love to do. I love to bake. I love to cook. I love to be in the kitchen doing the things.
And do you do all the business? Because I know you're booked all the way through 24. You're booking 25 and 26 now.
Yes, I just recently hired my first few employees to help me serve the ice cream, but I'm still doing all of the, I do all the marketing, I do all the website, I do all of it.
So you never sleep?
No, never. And I have two toddlers.
Oh, good times. 800-348-2551. It's Ice Cream Day with Megan Kitsock of Supreme Soft Serve and Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce. We get to your calls. We'll get to more chit-chat in a minute. 800-348-2551. Yeah, I know I went a little long on that, but that's one of my all-time favorites. J.J. Johnson, Stella by Starlight here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551, the late, great J.J. Johnson. Just my all-time favorite trombone player right there. 800-348-2551, the email address is voxpop@wamc.org. This is exciting. It's hotter than blue blazes here. Is it hot in the studio or is it just me? Is everybody comfortable?
Pretty good.
Perfect.
Okay, I think it's ice cream weather in here. And before we get to the calls and the emails, what have we here, Megan?
All right, so I brought some frozen solid soft serve.
Right.
But it's softened up pretty nicely. We have our Madagascan vanilla with some homemade toffee bits. In the middle there, we have some homemade thin mint type cookie with a little chocolate coating. We have vegan dark chocolate quinoa crisp. I usually call it quinoa crack because you just keep eating
nice,
it.
Nice, very nice.
But it's vegan dark chocolate and it's puffed quinoa, which is like the whole grain. So it's health food.
Mm.
So it's puffed sort of like a Rice Krispie.
Yeah, it's delicious.
And then it's enrobed in dark chocolate.
Okay, so
oh my
you,
God, not to interrupt, but this is delicious.
You'll like it then. You know what would be good on
here's
this?
Some chocolate.
Okay.
We do a sea salt milk chocolate. So there's a little bit of sea salt mixed in with the already delicious chocolate-ness.
So this might become an X-rated show.
Okay. Yeah, I got a delay. You'll be all right. Katie, I'm thinking we might want to try a little of the fudge on there.
Definitely
I'm thinking that should definitely. It's,
okay.
It might be a little bit warm enough to, I mean, warmed up from the trip down here.
I'm told you, I could hold it under my armpit if you want to warm it up.
Oh,
or
no,
something.
We're good.
No? Okay. Oh, that's fine.
That's good.
We're joined today by Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce, who is decanting some hot fudge right now. You going to have some on there?
I'm going to let you start.
Oh, look at this. So this is your...
Are you a virgin hot fudge eater?
Oh, God, no. I have an IV of hot fudge.
Good. That's
yeah,
the kind of
guy. It's all good. I like it on top of the chocolate.
And I'll put a little.
Oh,
here.
I love double chocolate. Do you make it?
Oh, yeah.
I love
chocolate.
Chocolate's a food group at our house. Yeah.
I make.
Would you like a little?
I would love to try it. I make a really good hot fudge too. It's a super dark chocolate.
Oh, good.
And I love this idea.
We use semi-sweet chocolate, butter, sugar, cocoa, and cream.
And those are your. You just stick to those ingredients.
Yes,
I was looking at your
yes.
website.
Yes, we use Cabot butter, which is a lovely cooperative, you know, Vermont-based grape farmer supporting organization, and then we get our half and half direct from Stewart's.
I love Cabot butter. I think there is a qualitative difference in some butters, and that happens to be one that I just love.
People look at me when I say, "Oh, I only use Cabot," and they look at me like I have two heads. I'm like, it's a taste difference.
Everything about it is just
it's
a
little. Great.
The number here is 8. By the way, this hot fudge tastes delicious on both kinds of the soft serve. Megan Kitsock is here from Supreme Soft Serve and Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce. The number is 800-348-2551. An email here before we hit the phones. This is from Nick, who says, "I'm doing endless wheelbarrows of mulch right now, dreaming of a milkshake or just plain flavored ice cream. Why no one sells this? There's plain everything else. Please explain the science of how they fluff ice cream with air. Is that partially why they put the binders in it?" And that's from Nick.
You want me to answer that?
I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to have some ice cream. You go ahead.
All right. So for hard serve, there is a machine that processes the air into the ice cream. It's all part of the science behind it. A lower quality ice cream is... has more air whipped into it because more air means more volume, which means cheaper product.
Right.
Higher quality ice creams have less air, but the air is required in ice cream for it to be scoopable and not a brick.
Not too dense.
You want to have, I think 35% is the ultra premium percentage, but I've been out of hard serve for about 5 years now. So
okay. But
that may
is be... there overrun in soft serve too?
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's the only air that's whipped into soft serve is from the machine turning it.
Aha.
So it can handle the lower fat percentage because there's less air.
Yeah.
In it.
Now I know what you brought is still a little frozen because you had to travel with it. It's ridiculously rich. It's so good.
It's the best. So we use all Ronnybrook dairy.
Yeah.
In our stuff. So our butter is Ronnybrook. Our ice cream mix is Ronnybrook. Any of the dairy that we use in any of our toppings is Ronnybrook.
Well, and the hot fudge, never had better. Not
Thank
kidding around.
You,
and
Ray,
I would not say it if I didn't believe it.
I believe that. Thank you so much.
It is very good.
It hit the spot right now. I also love this, and we'll open this later, I guess, the Supreme Soft Serve Smoked Maple Bourbon Caramel Sauce.
I have more. You can open that one
if you
want.
How'd you come up with this one?
So when I started Supreme Soft Serve, it's a trailer. I don't know if we talked about that, but I have a soft serve ice cream trailer that I travel around with. And when I started it, I was working at a distillery in Claverick, New York, called Cooper's Daughter Spirits, and they make a really good... smoked maple bourbon, and I was doing a lot of pop-ups there, and I wanted to make something special and collaborative with them.
Yeah.
So I did it as just like a one-off, like, hey, this is really good, and people went crazy.
What a tremendous, I mean, I haven't tried it yet, but what a great idea of combination of flavors.
It's so good.
Now, I
and people demanded that I jar it, so here it is.
Well, I have a feeling, having talked to Katie a little bit in the green room, that you might be a bourbon aficionado as well. Why don't you give that a try on a little of your soft serve?
Let's pop that jar open.
Okay, I popped it. Just don't shake it because I already did. Number here is 800-348-2551. Let's grab a call or two. Joan in Schenectady. Joan, you're on.
Hello, hello, Ray, and hello, Katie. And, forgive me. I'm
Megan.
Not good with names, but hello, all of you.
Okay.
At first, you had me at dark chocolate with crisp quinoa. Huh. Okay.
There you go.
And I had the pleasure of taste testing some of the Cooper's Daughter at the Troy Farmers Market,
uh-huh.
if anybody's interested in that maple.
Nice.
But now I want to shift things entirely because, well, Ray, you know me.
Yes.
I sampled some garlic ice cream once at a garlic festival.
Oh.
And my feeling is that the the stuff you get in a bottle is too bitter. Any ideas? Hey, if you roasted it, added some of those awesome things you're adding to ice cream, what might one do with some sweet roast garlic and ice cream?
Aren't some things just sins against God and man that you would even do something like that?
I was so sad that I couldn't do the fun drive last week with you because of the heat. So I'm catching up, okay?
All right, fair enough. Well, what do you think, Megan? Garlic ice cream.
So I actually did a vegan coconut curry ice cream, which was slightly garlicky, but mostly just like spiced curry.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
So good. And definitely don't put raw garlic into ice cream. That would be
offensive.
Happen?
Oh, just taste bad.
But if you roast it nicely and maybe add a little bit of like brown sugar or some sort of jam to it, then you could be onto something.
Fair enough. Joan, you going to try that?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, good for you. Well, thank you, and stay cool this weekend, and appreciate your chipping in on the fun drive. You were there the first week, so great to have see you again, and we will see you soon and talk to you sooner than that. Joan, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551 is the number. All right, Katie, what'd you think of the caramel bourbon?
Delicious.
That something?
It's one of those things you could just make disappear very quickly.
Why don't you do that?
It's really good in coffee.
Jeff, why don't you have some too? Go ahead. Really?
Jeff's on it.
You put it in your coffee instead of your sugar.
I won't get bombed if I have a lot of that.
Makes a really awesome espresso martini. No, to be legal for sale, it has to be under 3% alcohol.
Okay, so it's
which
good.
It is.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, and the chocolate hot fudge makes a good espresso martini, and it's not the chocolate or the caramel that gives you the headache. Let me just tell you that.
All right, fair enough. Let's see. We got an email here, and then we'll go back to the phones. This is from Anne in Glenville. Just bought the chocolate hot fudge sundae sauce from Niskayuna Co-op. So you guys are in the co-op?
Yes, we're in the co-op. We're in Mailinmore down that way.
Yeah.
Lakeside Farms.
Anne says, fabulous, highly recommended.
Thank you,
well,
Anne.
I think I'm with you on that, Anne. You know, you have this raspberry hot fudge, which I've never had anything like that. This is Russell's Landing. Explain that.
Well, Russell's Landing is the camp on Skaney Atlas Lake that Jeff's grandparents built. And Jeff's grandmother took him raspberry picking when he was a kid, and he remembered her saying that the berries were sweeter because of the lake shore of the waters in Skaney Atlas Lake. So Russell's Landing raspberry was our first flavor introduction, and it's very, I think it's very a kind of a recognizable, I'll say, flavor combination, chocolate and raspberries. So we took our Sunday's Best original semi-sweet chocolate and added some really great raspberry extract and came up with Russell's Landing Raspberry.
You want to try that, or are we getting all sugared out here, Megan?
I mean, I'll try it.
You look like you're go. All right.
There you go.
And then you have the peanut butter one, too, and that's Patty's peanut butter hot fudge.
All of our flavors, we have 11 flavors, and Patty's peanut butter is named after my mom, Patty, who, when we only had the original hot fudge, would take a big spoonful of the original and a big spoonful of her favorite peanut butter and mix it together.
What was her favorite peanut butter?
I think Jif.
Me too.
Yeah, Jif.
100%.
Creamy Jif.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page here on the bourbon and the peanut butter.
All of our flavors are named after people that we love and, are sentimental or mean something to us. My favorite story about the flavors are when we introduced Hazelnut, our mechanic, Howard Kloss. God rest his soul. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
When I used to come home from college, I'd take my car for a tune-up, and I'd always bring Howard. You'd always go to the garage. He worked at night. You'd always go to the garage and get your car tuned up because he worked, part-time.
Yeah.
In the evening. So you'd always go to the garage with coffee, and I said, oh, Howard, you're not going to believe it. How's college? I go, oh, Howard, have you tried flavored coffee yet? This is giving my age, the late, early.
You
80s,
and I are
whatever.
The same age.
Yeah,
so,
whatever. Right?
I'm not going to cast aspersions.
Some people don't remember times without flavored coffee, right?
Yeah.
So I go, oh my God, Howard, you've got to try this. So I get him a hazelnut coffee for him, and he's hooked, right? So hazelnut coffee from store, it's great, delicious. So fast forward when we decided to introduce the hazelnut hot fudge.
Oh, you got that.
We named it after Howard. We told a little story. He also was my mechanic who took care of the 56 International Harvester travel all that's on our label.
Oh my
gosh. So it kind of all melded together.
Oh,
and there's
look at
like
that truck.
If you look at the label, you'll see in the background just like little tire tracks. So Howard's Hazelnut was named after our mechanic.
Oh, cool. So everything has a name.
Yeah, it's all kind of real, authentic.
All right, the raspberry hot fudge is really something. Megan, what do you think?
It's great.
So what I like about it is it's not hitting you over the head with the raspberry.
That's right. And because we started this with my love for chocolate, I always want it to be about the chocolate and maybe like a hint of flavor. It's like when you go into some of those unnamed stores at the mall and you're like, whoa, you know, just the fragrance just kills you, or the smell kills you, or the taste just is too overpowering.
Yep.
I think it's just like a hint or a nice little essence of the flavor, you know, that sneaks up on you.
We're joined today by Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce and Megan Kitsock of Supreme Soft Serve. You working today?
I am. I have a wedding tonight and a wedding tomorrow.
Good heavens.
And we're open at Upper Depot tonight only from 5 to 9.
That is where the truck is for this season.
That is where the truck is parked for this season. Yep, yeah. I opened a second truck this year.
All right, so let's go back to the phones here. I got to say, I'm really digging all this. 800-348-2551. We'll go to Chris in Housatonic. Chris, you're on.
Yeah, I have a question for the two ladies.
Okay.
How would you like to start serving papaya ice cream, passion fruit ice cream, and green tea ice cream, and another one there, I forget it, black tea ice cream.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I love all of those ideas.
Do you do? Have you done them?
I do a passion fruit curd as a topping. So for my like standard open hours, I usually do varieties of vanilla and chocolate just to keep the people happy.
Yeah.
But when you book me for a wedding, we can dive into like any of your custom dreams.
Okay.
So tonight I'm doing a vanilla to keep people happy and a bourbon brown sugar, using this Cooper's Daughter bourbon.
Yeah.
So I love. Passion fruit's one of my favorite flavors, and green tea is a good complement to that. I would do any of those things.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Do you think you might back that truck up next season right up my driveway and just leave it there for a while?
If you pay me enough.
Oh, man.
Maybe we can book something for 2026.
There you go. The number here is 800-348-2551. Let's grab one more here before the next break. Laura's in Valencia. Laura.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So these guests of yours are making my mouth water so much with these flavors and combinations that they're talking about.
Yeah.
But it makes me want to ask the ice cream lady, Megan, what do you consider the strangest or oddest combination that you ever came up with? And also, what's the oddest one that maybe a customer ever asked you to make?
So it's the same answer. and it's the vegan coconut curry that I mentioned. But I twisted it with a dairy-based bourbon brown sugar, which has become a really popular one that I've done for these private events. Everything's really good.
Everything's really good. And so there you go. Do you ever do like ground beef or something on the seltzer?
I have yet to do that. But if you want to book me for a wedding, you can definitely, we can work on that.
What about well-drained hot Italian sausage?
So I do bacon as a topping.
Yeah, delicious,
like
right?
That is great. Yeah, I bet that is a great one.
It goes really well with that bourbon caramel sauce.
So far, everything's going well together. Go ahead, Laura. You want to follow up before
That's
we hit
what
the...
I was...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, you know, Megan is mentioning all these private events, and the people who go to them are really lucky. None of the weddings I go to have good food like that, but where can you get your ice cream if you're not invited to a wedding?
So I do, if you follow me on Instagram at Supreme Soft Serve and you join my mailing list from my website, I send out weekly updates on where you can find the truck if we're doing public events. And then you can always go to Upper Depot where they're most Fridays and Saturdays.
And, you know, this is a good point. Laura, thanks a lot. Once again, let's have your website. We'll do it again at the end of the show.
It's supremesoftserve.com.
Very nice website. Now, also your website, Katie.
Sundaysbest.com, 24/7. You can grab a jar of hot fudge and a spoon.
Okay, so you can order right there?
Yeah, online all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. 800-348-2551. This is the kind of fun show that makes radio worthwhile for an old broadcaster. We'll be back. You know, nothing says soft serve like some King Crimson, right? And that's King Crimson Red here on Vox Pop.
800 pounds. I'd be eating this all the time.
All right, we're on the air now, so don't swear. 800-348-255. It's okay, Zach. Nobody's swearing. Jeff Shineman's over there, too. You having fun?
Yes, I am.
Really?
I have a mouthful here.
Ah, you see, I caught you at the right time.
Everything's delicious.
Yeah, and so the... I gotta say, I'm having
I have
so
to tell
much
you about Jeff Shineman. He eats a hot fudge sundae every single night.
Really?
And to be married to someone that can do that is almost criminal.
It's unfair. I mean, he's skinny, right?
I know.
So
I know.
What's up with that?
I can look at a hot fudge sundae and gain 5 pounds, and he eats one every single. Oh no, every single night. He can.
So
I try not to eat anything else.
Ah, well, you seem to be pretty fit. So here's the thing, Megan. I gotta say, I got two containers of ice cream in front of me. Yeah. With scoops, and I'm trying to also host the show.
Do you want some help?
I'm going to hand it back over to you, because I suddenly realized...
Let me put it in your cup for you.
You got Thin Mints over here.
Mm. We got some homemade Thin Mint cookies, and we have some blueberry honey lavender compote that
we're going to
make you try, too.
All right, let's go see here. We'll check an email before we go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Jerome likes, I love ice cream with nuts. Well, we've got a few here in the studio. Either added like a sundae or like maple walnut, etc. There's a family place in Syracuse that offers dark chocolate walnut. Best I ever had. I've never heard of that. I don't know the name of the place, but thank you, Jerome. Number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to Russell, who is in Margaretville. Russell, you're on.
Oh, thank you. Yes, good. I have a question for Megan.
Okay.
I happen to own and operate an award-winning barbecue restaurant, and I want to bring ice cream into the mix. I purchased what I thought to be a rather high-end Taylor ice cream machine that apparently and sadly was not stored properly, and now it's in a repair facility, and it seems as if the repairs are just outrageously expensive.
Sure are.
Just how valuable are those machines? I want to see if I should just write this thing off as a total loss, because I'm $6,000 in already.
Ouch.
and now I'm looking at a repair bill that seems to have doubled in only the last 6 months. Now, have parts prices gone up, or is my repair facility looking to take an African safari instead of just settling for Disneyland?
Nope, they're expensive machines. They're expensive to fix.
Yeah.
My machine's a Taylor, and I've had three other brands of ice cream machine, and nothing compares.
Okay. What makes it better?
Just all of it.
Really?
The components, how it's made.
Yeah.
They've really thought thoroughly about how to keep it usable for a really long time. So there's replacement parts that you don't replace on other machines. That, like, I mean, you not to be this person, but you get what you pay for.
Hey, Russell. Oh, go ahead.
It's hard, but
yes.
But they're worth the investment for sure.
So listen, man, are you serious about having an award-winning barbecue joint?
Oh, I absolutely do. I've trophied in competition. Yes, sir.
What's the name of the company?
It's the Meadows Golf Center and All American Barbecue. I did not want to, spew because, heck, I'm not an underwriter yet.
You know what? I want you got to email me. Email voxpop@wamc.org because I have not done a barbecue show in a long time. We ought to get together and do a show, yeah?
Oh, I would absolutely love that. I mean, frankly, tomorrow night I actually have a barbecue buffet. I'm having the East Branch Short Course Team Championship, followed by an all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet, and unfortunately, it seems as if we're gonna have some storms after dark. But I was planning on playing a Blazing Saddles on the driving range. It's gonna be like a drive-in. Everybody sits on blankets, but
okay.
I think the movie's gonna get canceled. But in a couple weeks, I'll play Young Frankenstein. I would love be on your show. So you're saying Vox Pop?
Vox Pop at WAMC.org, and we'll work it out. I'm booked, much like Megan, I'm booked through the year, but we'll talk about next year. Hey, man, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. What have we here?
I can't see which one that is. Is vanilla with blueberry honey lavender compote.
Okay.
Would you
all
like a new spoon?
Oh, no, I don't mind. I don't mind.
You're going to reuse.
Okay. Everybody dive in if you want some. I mean, this is fantastic.
Just so you know, the spoon is compostable as well as the cup.
And the compote.
All
delicious.
The compote as well.
Wow, that's really good blueberry. Me likey. All right, this is from Doreen, also about blueberry. Have you ever made a blueberry or strawberry ice cream with basil and chocolate?
Yeah.
Really?
Last week I made a strawberry basil sauce. I've made hundreds of flavors of ice cream.
Yeah.
And lemon basil was always a winner for me.
What's your favorite? Personal favorite?
Twist with rainbow sprinkles.
Just standard old school.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Do you do the coatings, those shells or whatever they are?
Because I use all natural ingredients, that's hard to find. But I do, there is one. And yes, I have done it. I don't like regularly stock it because it's, you know, a pain. Yeah.
I have ruined more white T-shirts with that coating stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
My kids like it. It drives me out of my mind.
I know. It's just like, isn't it wax and oil? Isn't that what it is?
Usually.
Yeah.
Ghirardelli makes one that's actual chocolate.
Oh.
Wow. It's just a really high fluidity, so it
Fun fact, though, my kids mainly subsist on wax and oil, so it works out pretty well.
Right. At some events, we get some idea. People say, oh, does this harden on ice cream? I go, no, I'm sorry. Our hard fudge doesn't do any tricks, but it is delicious.
You two ought to get together sometime. You could do some beautiful synergy between Supreme Soft Serve and Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce.
Yeah.
So quickly, before we go to our next call.
Sure.
Explain to me a couple things. One, you said something about the waters dancing or something.
Oh, waters dancing, no water activity.
Tell me the process
quickly. It's a very simple process. Think about a big pot, big kettle.
Yeah.
Put on all the sugar, the butter, the chocolate, the cocoa and cream, and mixing it all together, bringing it to the right temperature, throwing in a sprinkle of love, and watching it just meld into a delicious chocolate gold, is what I like to call it. So I do that two or three times a week in my own steam kettle named Hamilton. And I make my own steam. I have a little boiler, a PB, the Peerless boiler. I pipe my own steam into our kettle. A steam kettle, an industrial steam kettle, is jacketed. It's just kind of like what we do on the stove, except it's two walls and the steam goes through it.
Ah.
So when it bring it to the right temperature and let it cook, and don't overcook it because you don't want those sugar crystals or sugar shards. And you know, I have it on my label because when we did Good Morning America, I was like, oh, I don't.
You were on Good Morning America?
Oh, yeah, we were on Good Morning America during the pandemic. It was very, very, very helpful because I never believed that you could sell hot fudge over the internet. Because we've gone to festivals over the years. We do craft shows and stuff and, you know, feeding the world one pretzel at a time. And I thought, people are never going to buy hot fudge on the internet. You can't taste it. How are you going to taste it? How do you know?
It's all about reputation, right?
Right. And so I sold, yeah. And then, yeah, we did that. And then we supplied 500 Hobby Lobby stores, which was
fantastic.
Yeah. I made 36,000 jars in 55 days.
Yikes. What does Shineman do during all this?
Oh, Shineman helps. He helps a lot. He's a very good labeler. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you're the labeler.
I'm the labeler.
So you can label like nobody's business.
Do you do you boss them around?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I gather the ingredients and then do some of the shipping.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it's a team effort.
We call him affectionately Jiffy Jeff. He'll do whatever we need. Jiffy, get on it in a jiffy. He'll have it done.
Oh, that might get old after another 10, 15 years, huh? We're joined by Megan Kitsock of Supreme Soft Serve and also Katie Camaro and Jeff Shineman from Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce in Wilton, New York. Number here is 800-348-2551. Meredith is in Hinsdale. Hello there, Meredith.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty great.
Sweet.
Well, hey, that is fabulous. Okay, so I've been listening on and off to your discussion today about ice cream and its various toppings and accoutrement and so on. And it popped into my head that wet walnuts, which was a favorite of mine from when I was a child, does not seem to be terribly popular anymore. And I'm wondering if part of it has to do with the fact that a lot of the commercial toppings, not yours obviously, but a lot of the commercial toppings tend to default to inexpensive sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup and so on.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, wet walnuts are made with maple syrup and walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's anything else that goes along with that.
Well, I had a customer request the same thing, and they have a premium ice cream truck down in Virginia, and they were like, oh, can you make wet walnuts? And I'm like, sure, I guess I could, but exactly the same thing. A lot of corn syrup. We use real sugar. So we've played around with a bunch of different things. My little experimentation to using maple syrup was just another form of sugar crystallization. You know, maple syrup naturally crystallizes. And so I have played a little bit with it, but it wasn't like a big burning issue on my agenda. But, yeah, I think you're right about that.
All right, Meredith, you want to follow up? Were you good?
No, I think I'm pretty good. Just enjoy your ice cream, folks. It's a beautiful day for it.
Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. The number here is 800-348-2551. Megan Kitsuk, this is incredible. Did you guys have any of this?
The chocolate is the best.
Oh, my gosh. And with the thin mints in it?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Forget about it. This is great. I like chocolate, and I'm very happy that you're both here. This is wonderful.
I like chocolate. There's nothing to apologize about liking chocolate. It's a good thing.
Okay, so the hot fudge, we were in the break. You said you should have this warm. And, of course, these jars are just open. Well, they're not warm. How do you warm it up properly to get it to—
I pop the top off of it and put it in the microwave because, you know, we're in a hurry-up, get-it-done situation. But I can remember being kids and having the little yellow can of Hershey's hot fudge. And my mom would take it and open the top and put it on a pan of water in the stove. And we'd run around like little idiots in the kitchen waiting and trying not to scald ourselves with the hot water.
Yeah.
And then you'd eat your ice cream so fast because if you didn't, you would go back to the hot fudge and your spoon would bounce off the top because it was all corn syrup.
Yeah.
So Sunday's Best doesn't do that. So I don't have to heat it up. We don't have to heat it up. You can just take a spoon or a butter knife or a fork or a clean finger and take it right out of the jar out of the fridge. But I think for the ice cream experience or crepes or drizzly for fruit, I love it warm. I think it thins down and it really is delicious.
But you make a wonderful point. Now, we've had these at room temperature and they're soft and just delicious. But doesn't nuking you take the metal top off and you put it in the microwave.
Yeah, you do take the metal top off.
No, I get it.
People not do that.
100%. But if you only use a little, are you harming it for the next time?
No, it's hot fudge. It's meant to be heated and reheated and used and reused. If you overheat it, you might get a few sugar crystals, but it is a perfect way to do it.
Okay.
And most of my customers I've taught them after time and time again, after you get to the end of the jar and there's that like film in the, you know, the little left bit of chocolate, you put some milk in it, put that in the microwave, swish it around and use every drop because, you know, you don't want to waste chocolate.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm staring at the hot fudge, peanut butter, hot fudge sauce. Let's leave it. I would take a spoon and probably eat the whole thing right
it's
out of the jar.
It's great on toast, graham crackers, pretzels. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But then you have the whole.
Well, we should do a two-hour show. Let's go to Lauren and Troy. Lauren, you're on.
Yes, can you hear me?
Sure. Go ahead.
You went very low just now.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. Growing up, my uncles ran a stand on Canada Street in Lake George, and their neon sign over the ice cream side of the stand said frozen custard. And they did a similar thing where they poured a mix into a machine. They had the soft serve. They also had hard serve and sherbet. But I'm wondering what was frozen custard as opposed to, like today we say, you know, soft serve ice cream.
Okay.
So typically custard has eggs in it. It makes it a little bit more rich than like a typical soft serve. But you do, I mean, custards are usually like a lower fat percentage, but then you add the eggs to boost the fat percentage. It's egg yolks, not the whole egg.
That's got to be rich.
It's rich. It's also delicious. I don't custard.
Do you do gelato?
I could. I don't.
Okay.
That's also it. That's usually the hard version of a custard.
Interesting.
We do, you can do non-fat or you can do custard style or you can do a higher fat soft serve.
Lauren.
Oh, I see.
Yeah?
I see. I just, I wondered because it was very rich and it didn't seem to melt quickly. I mean, it melted, of course, but, thanks for that. I didn't realize.
Appreciate it.
The sign always said frozen custard. So.
Well, thank you for the call. We have a great weekend. my friend over in Troy, Rocco DeFazio, has a pizza joint. I don't know if you've ever been over there. He's got he got into gelato several years ago, and he has an Italian gelato. It probably costs more than a Lincoln Continental, sure. But the gelato is very good. But that's a different process?
Same process as like a hard ice cream. Different base mix.
Yeah.
It's usually a lower fat percentage, and sometimes it has eggs.
Mm. All right. Well, we're almost done here, believe it or not.
Oh,
so,
I'm sad.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
It's so fun.
Did you have enough ice cream?
I did.
Yeah?
Well, not really. There's never enough ice cream, right?
I got to say, I'm a little disappointed with your husband. He only ate like four things. Look at him. Look at him.
And he'll have one tonight, too, yeah. So he'll follow up.
Meanwhile, I gained 13 pounds during
the
show. Yeah, that's all right. Works.
You and I'll be at Weight Watchers next
week. There you go. All right, so Megan Kitsock, tell us once again about Supreme Soft Serve. And how we can find out. Now, there may be people who want to book weddings or whatever. We don't do calls to action in public radio, but you could tell us where your website is and how they can find you.
Yeah, it's supremesoftserve.com. If you're interested in specifically booking an event, you can /contact, and that'll lead you right to the contact page to get in touch with me.
And you're booking out into 25, 26?
I'm booking 25 and 26 right now, yes.
So things are going okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Third year in, we're doing what we want.
You have some artistry to you. The chocolate, as the show has gone on and it's softened up a little bit.
Oh my just God. Keeps getting better.
I could eat it over and over and over again.
Well, there's still half a quart here, so.
No. You know what? The show's almost over. Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce. How do we find you? You're in Wilton, but you're not an open storefront,
well,
right?
Our commercial kitchen, if the light's on, we're there. We have a sign in the window that says factory store, open by chance or appointment.
Yeah.
So my car that has a license plate Spoons Up on it is out front. Just bang on the door. Or you can go to our website 24/7 at sundaysbest.com. And we are really blessed to have a bunch of retailers in the capital region that have supported us and continue to spread the love of hot fudge on our behalf.
You are also an exquisite artist. And let me tell you, it's been great having both of you here.
Thanks,
you too, Shineman. I mean, Jiffy Jeff, you've been doing a great job.
Thanks, Ray.
Hey, listen all, thanks for being with us. Support
Thank
comes
you.
From
Thank
Saratoga
you.
Restaurant Equipment Sales, 27 years supplying restaurants and commercial kitchen facilities, also offering project design, installation, and repair services, saratogasales.com. Del Mar Farmers Market, their 16th season providing local and organic produce, prepared foods, and fair trade crafts. Saturdays from 9 to 1 at Bethlehem High School, 700 Delaware Avenue, delmarmarket.org. Nine Pin Cider Works, Albany. New York hard cider from local apples. Nine Pin Cider's new light cider cocktail-inspired variety pack is now available. Open 7 days, beginning at 11 a.m., ninepincider.com. And Berkshire Food Co-op in downtown Great Barrington, a community-owned grocery store working to serve as a reliable source for local produce and groceries. Everybody, welcome. Berkshire.coop. Thanks again to Megan Kitsock of Supreme Soft Serve and Katie Camaro of Sunday's Best Hot Fudge Sauce for being with us today. What a fun show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for writing in. Thanks to Zach Malloy. It's ice cream time now, sir. Thanks to Barb King, who screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend.